CBS presents this program in color.
Continue.
Shall we take cover here?
Don't cough. What we are carrying? We realize what will happen to us if we do not deliver this cargo to Berlin safely?
The Russian front.
Yeah. And we'll be just in time for the winter sports. We're only a few minutes away from a prisoner of war camp. That is where we will go.
Will our cargo be safe there, Capitan?
The Allies would never bomb their own men. Stalag 13. The toughest POW camp in all of Germany.
What if Commandant Kling catches us?
Prisoners are allowed 1 hour recreation a day. I miss the volleyball game.
You smell good.
The boys whipped up a little aftershave.
It's very exciting.
It's called unconditional surrender, honey.
May I ask what is going on here? She was blocking the door, sir.
Well, I told him that you were busy, Colonel.
Fräulein Helga is just doing her duty like any German soldier, a highly trained machine.
Must be tough getting spare parts for that machine, huh?
You may go now.
Thank you, sir.
You wanted to see me, sir?
I did. Any further demonstration by your men during an air raid will bring immediate disciplinary action. Do I make myself clear, Colonel Hogan?
You keep telling us you're winning the war. Can't blame the fellows for wanting to celebrate a little raid.
There is nothing to celebrate. No damage was done. And your bombers suffered severe losses at the hands of our illustrious Luftwaffe. Come in.
Herr Kommandant, this is Captain Miller. He hardly escaped that terrible raid.
That raid was a complete failure.
Oh, no, Herr Kommandant. They knocked the stuffing out of the Messerschmitt factory and got away from the Luftwaffe.
Illustrious Luftwaffe.
Illustrious Luftschutz.
I have a very urgent matter to discuss with you, Colonel.
Of course, Captain. What is it?
I believe he means me.
The captain is on his way to Berlin with very important...
Schultz!
Come on, Schultz, let's get out of here. We know when we're not wanted.
You are dismissed. Now, Captain Miller, what can I do for you?
We are on our way to Berlin with an important cargo from Norway.
What is this cargo?
It is a highly secret project. Even my men do not know what is in the truck. Let us simply say it is water.
Water?
What a clever captain. Water.
I wonder, what could they have in a truck that's so important?
Maybe it's a entire gun.
I don't think so. It's too small a truck for a bomb.
Can't be that.
Think it might be a rocket?
Nah. They'd ship that in a special vehicle.
Hey, well, maybe it's a beautiful spy. Like Matterhorn.
Hey, Schultz.
Tell Hogan. I have a favor to ask.
Sure, what can we do for you, Schultz?
Could I have some of the aftershave lotion?
Anytime at all, Schultz. Don't go to strangers.
Thank you.
But first, you can do us a favor.
What?
What's in that truck?
A barrel of water.
Oh, come on, Schultz, you don't expect us to believe that.
I swear you, I tell the truth. It's a big secret, the driver told me. It's a barrel of water shipped from Norway to Berlin.
You mean to say they got all those men guarding a barrel of water?
Yes.
You know, Schultz, if they had that many troops at the Battle of the Marne, you people wouldn't have lost the First World War.
You believe him, Colonel?
Hey, Schultz, yes. The driver, no.
Halt!
It's okay, Sergeant. Colonel Kling told us to put this sign up.
What sign?
No, smoking. Smoking. Verboten. You see, with a barrel of nitroglycerin, we can't be too careful.
Nitroglycerin? That's water.
Yeah, sure, sure. We always put a 24-hour guard around a barrel of water, huh? Okay, now we can all sleep better.
Afternoon, mate. How are you, all right? 9. Oh, no. Must be 10:30 by now, at least.
No smoking.
Oh, no. Nicht sprechen Sie parley. What are you doing?
Guards!
You do.
Guards!
Hey, let me go, will you? What's the matter with you?
Colonel, all right.
Just have a smoke of a cigarette. Hey, put me down, put me down. I shall report the lot of you to Colonel Hogan.
Oh, hey! Hey, get away! I shall get there.
What's the matter with you? All I was doing was having a smoke. Can't you? Hey, get your. Let go of my hand, will you? Let go.
Colonel O'Reilly! Colonel O'Reilly! Colonel O'Reilly! Look, this is not the last you've heard. You can't have a smoke in a camp like this. I shall report a lot of you did a Red Cross.
Let's go down here. Stick your hands with that soldier.
He was trying to smoke.
Can't you English read English?
No smoking. Beg your colonel's pardon. I didn't see the sign, sir.
All right, we'll let it go this time. Nice going, Sergeant. Good to see you on your toes.
May I ask what is going on here?
Commandant, this man was smoking.
Are you out of your mind? I'll have you court-martialed for this.
Colonel Klink, this sign was posted by your order.
Sign? What sign?
Who put up the sign?
Well, I took the liberty. I anticipated your order, Colonel.
You put up the sign?
I mean, what if somebody lit a match around that barrel of nitroglycerin?
There is no nitroglycerin.
Nitrogelatin.
No.
TNT.
No.
Rocket fuel.
No. It is water.
Okay. But if we all blow up tonight, I'm never going to speak to you again.
Sergeant, post the guards.
Yeah, yeah, Colonel. The driver says it's water. Schultz says it's water. Now Klink says it's water.
What do you think it is, Colonel?
With those three men of integrity, I know one thing.
What?
It ain't water.
What is it?
Well, it's odorless and colorless.
You don't need to be a chemist to know that.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Someone's going to have to drink it. Newkirk?
Well, I'd love to, you see, but I've got 9 brothers and sisters. They're all dependent on me. My old man hasn't worked for years. And my granny, she's got the gout, you know. He asked, Scotty, you're a bachelor.
No, thanks. I don't drink.
All right. We need a volunteer. Thanks, Carter.
You'll write a very nice letter to your family.
Cheers.
You know what this is?
What?
It's water.
Water? Well, that's what they've been saying. It can't be water.
You're going to get a Nobel.
Hey, Colonel, I got the sub on the radio.
Okay, Kitch. This is Goldilocks. Come in, Mama Bear. Come in, Mama Bear.
We read you, Goldilocks. Go ahead.
Big Bad Wolf has hot barrel of water.
Barrel of water? At your house now?
Roger. On way to Adolf's village from Vikings Village.
Vikings Village?
Norway.
That's heavy water for nuclear experiments. Destroy Big Bad Wolf's water at all costs. Repeat. Destroy. Over.
Wilco and Al. I was right. Outside of Captain Mueller, we're the only ones that know what's in that truck. We gotta get rid of that barrel or we're gonna be over it.
Good afternoon, Colonel Hogan.
Good night, Seaflink.
I won't let you in until you kiss me.
The things I have to do for my country.
Well, here we are again.
She keeps blocking the door. She's a regular tiger.
Well, he won't take no for an answer.
But what was the question?
I'm glad to see you.
Fräulein Helga, you may go now and keep up the good work.
Colonel Hogan, what did you want to see me about?
Please, sit down, sit down.
I came to apologize about the water.
Ah, that is most admirable of you, Colonel.
I just couldn't believe the German High Command would take the time to get water from a spa.
A spa?
Come on, you don't have to play games with me, Colonel. LeBeau told me all about that great place in Norway where the water comes from.
He did?
The French called it La Fontaine de la Jeunesse, the Fountain of Youth.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette used to go there to drink the water. I don't have to tell you what happened to those two crazy mixed-up kids, huh?
You mean they went to Norway for that water?
Well, actually, Louis was losing his hair. Mm-hmm. But after drinking the water, he had to add an extra barber on at the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a shame that stuff's going to Berlin for Goering and that crowd. The guys at the front never get any of the goodies.
I agree. Always everything is going to Berlin first.
They get all the liquor, all the girls, all the food. And now, all the hair. Yeah, the job you're doing, they ought to send you a barrel.
Just checking on the barrel of water to make sure that everything is secure.
Yeah, Herr Colonel.
There we go.
Colonel Klink?
Yes, Sergeant?
Is everything secure?
Everything secure.
You are doing an excellent job, Sergeant.
Thank you, Colonel.
Whoever said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink?
Ah, Fräulein Helga, take some dictation, please. Now. The first letter is going to Colonel Oscar Pfefferman, commanding officer of the...
What's the matter, Fräulein Helga?
Colonel, somehow you look different today.
I do?
You look younger.
I do?
And the way you walk. You have such a youthful spring in your step.
You know something? I am beginning to feel a lot better today. What's the matter?
Sir, I think there's some dandruff.
Dandruff?
Have you been using some sort of hair tonic?
Hair tonic? No, no.
Come in, Colonel Klink.
We will finish that letter later, Fräulein Helga.
Here's the list of our requests with Ray Cross for this month.
Thank you. What's the matter?
I don't know. Somehow there's something different about you.
Different?
Yeah. I can't put my finger on it.
Maybe my walk is a little springier, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
A little more youthful?
Yeah. That too.
I had dandruff today.
I don't believe it. You're actually growing. Wait a minute. Did you get to that water barrel?
Colonel Hogan, I am a soldier. If that water goes to Berlin, it goes to Berlin.
Shame. Barrel of that stuff and you'd be a bushy-haired kid again.
Good evening, Sergeant.
Yeah, hold! How come with that good evening?
I want you to give me a hand with this barrel.
And what are we going to do with it, Herr Commandant?
We are going to take it to my office, and then we're going to replace it with another barrel of water.
But it is supposed to go to Berlin, Herr Commandant.
Now, that will be just between you and me, Sergeant.
I don't know. Commandant.
Ober, Sergeant?
Oh, Sergeant, thank you! Thank you, Herr Commandant.
Schultz, we must be fast. Schultz, take a look at it first. Did you know that this water comes from Norway, the fountain of youth?
No.
Did you notice a spring in my walk? Little dandruff on the shoulder?
Oh, yes, yes, of course, Herr Commandant. Just last night I said to my wife, how wonderful you look.
It's the water. Schultz, have a little drink.
Ah, yeah, I feel it. Oh, it is wunderbar.
Let's have another one.
Sergeant Schultz?
Ah, Captain Müller.
Colonel Klink, what were you doing?
I was just checking up on our valuable cargo. This, Miss Schultz.
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
By the way, I found out about that water.
You did? From whom?
Colonel Hogan.
He knows?
The Frenchman told him.
How did the Frenchman find out?
Did you know that Marie Antoinette and Louis XVI used to go to that spa in Norway for the same water? Oh, it does wonders for you.
And Klink, somebody is making a fool of you.
What do you mean?
I suppose you must know now, but this is top secret. This water is for use in nuclear experiments. It is known as heavy water.
I drank some of that water. Will I die from it?
Only if Berlin finds out.
Boy, what a shame that captain caught Klink of the water barrel.
Well, what do we do now, Colonel?
That truck leaves tomorrow and the barrel can't be on it.
Hey, let's make an hand grenade and toss it in the truck from the window.
Good. Very good. Very good. Then they line us all up in front of the firing squad.
Hey, how about a diversionary tactic? Give us a chance to grab the barrel.
That's good thinking, Kench, but just taking the barrel won't be enough. We gotta... I got it. Carter, bring me the carpenters. Newkirk, alert the arson squad. Right. Kinch, bring me the cabinet maker.
Right.
And Scotty, bring the petty theft man here.
That's me.
We'll be here.
Colonel, what are we doing?
We're going into the water barrel business. That's enough water in the barrel. Carter and Newkirk are almost at Klink's office. Got exactly 1 minute. Stand by with the barrel and good luck.
Right.
Truck out of here.
We cannot move the truck.
You know what's going to happen to you if this truck burns with that barrel in it.
You're right. We'd better move the truck.
I'll get the truck out of here.
Halt! I will drive the truck.
All right, have it your way.
Fire is going on here.
Turn him.
Get a hose! A fire hose!
Nice of the boys to dampen you down, sir.
Get a ladder!
There isn't time! Jump into the blanket!
We'll save you, Colonel!
You won't catch me!
We give you our words as enemy prisoners!
Get some of my guard!
They're all busy, Klink. You better jump.
All right, I'll jump, but you better catch me!
Oh, he's not gonna jump.
Are you all right, sir?
Never. I should never have trusted them.
It's your own fault. They gave you two chances.
Captain, the truck, is it safe?
Yes. And we have Colonel Hogan to thank for that.
Colonel Hogan?
Well, I knew that barrel of water was pretty important to you fellows.
You may have done a service to your country, Colonel Hogan. Because of you, the war may be shortened.
I wouldn't be at all surprised, sir.
Von Helga, please fire these.
I told her you wanted to see me.
Well, he's always trying to break into your office.
The use of judo on a prisoner of war is against the Geneva Conference.
Well, Helga, you may let him go. Good work.
Thank you.
Colonel Hogan, come in.
Colonel Hogan, I just want to tell you didn't fool me for 1 minute with that story about the water.
I didn't try to fool you.
I deliberately went along with your little joke so you would think it was spring water from Norway.
You mean it wasn't?
It was heavy water to be used for a new type of bomb that will bring the Allies to their knees.
You mean...
You don't rise to the rank of colonel because you're easily fooled.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not stand here while you gloat about your victories.
Dismissed!
What's the matter?
You know, maybe that heavy water does grow hair.